Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we continue our series here on the life of David. And boy, when you read these, you're like, wow, this really does apply to my life. Today we pray for another uplifting message with a hard topic here. 2 Samuel chapter 12 and the death of a son. Dear friends, being worn out and tired is not a really good time to make a decision. You probably know this from experience. And four climbers that took the ascent to Mount Hood would agree with this. They made the ascent back in May of 2003. Maybe you know this story. They took the ascent of Mount Hood in 2003, and they got up to the top of the summit in just about 5 hours. I don't know if that's a good time, but that's what was reported, 5 hours. And then they turned around and made the descent down the mountain. Now, caught up in the jubilation and the excitement of reaching the summit of Mount Hood, they kind of let their guard down. And they decided to go down the mountain without fixed protection. And really what that meant was being anchored firmly to the mountain. The four climbers were connected to one another by a rope. They had boots on and they had picks that could help them kind of make movement through the ice and stabilize themselves. But other than that, that was about it. The first climber fell off the mountain. When he fell, he was about 35 feet in length with that rope from the next climber down below him. So he fell what would be equivalent to about 4 stories. You can imagine that. And when he fell, the rope became taut. It yanked the next climber down off the mountain. It wasn't just a few more seconds until the third climber pulled off the mountain and the fourth climber down the mountain. True story. As they were coming down, the rope then acted like a clothesline, knocked off 2 more groups of climbers on Mount Hood. On that day, 3 climbers lost their life. True story, 2003, May. Now, what caused all of that to happen? Now, researchers, analysts, and people that are really climbing enthusiasts point to a few things. Things like this. Perhaps physical exhaustion, maybe emotional exhaustion, maybe hypothermia, being so cold. Whatever the case was, being tired and worn out certainly played a factor in decisions that were made in that moment. But if you study more analysts and experts, they'll say that there was another reason why the mistake happened. There's another reason why that mess and tragedy took place. The climbers had a bad goal. Their goal was to reach the summit. You can imagine that for months they had looked forward to the moment when they'd reach the summit of Mount Hood and look out and see the beautiful Columbia River down below. And you can imagine that for months they had dreamed about just high-fiving their teammates on top of the mountain. For months they had dreamed about just the excitement that would happen of reaching their goal. But you see, their goal was really a half of a goal. What should have been their goal? Get down, is that what you said? Perhaps their goal should have been to climb down the mountain and get to the parking lot and behind the wheel of their car. Or even better yet, making it all the way to their bed that night and getting a good night's rest. That should have been the goal. Tragedy. Wrong goal. As we read this text, and as I was studying it this week in a new way, the Holy Spirit was kind of speaking to me in this way as I was looking at this text, I think David, in this moment in 2 Samuel chapter 12, this is a tough text, by the way, to preach. I believe in this moment, what's happening here is that David had the wrong goal in his life. Last week we heard about the poor decisions that he made, but do you know what was really behind all the poor decisions that he made? He had the wrong goal. Guess what his goal was? His goal was Bathsheba. It didn't matter what other things were happening in his life. His sole goal in life was Bathsheba. It didn't matter that he had responsibilities as a king and a leader to be in certain locations. He had to have Bathsheba. It didn't matter to David that he actually already had a wife and kids that he could take care of. You see, he had to have Bathsheba. That was his goal. It didn't matter that she had a husband. He had to have Bathsheba. It didn't matter that Uriah the Hittite was a friend of his. It didn't matter if there were innocent lives on the line. See, his goal, he became a one-track person towards a goal. He had to have Bathsheba. And then when he got Bathsheba, he relaxed. And that's when David fell. He fell. Lost reputation, broken relationships, loss of life, and yes, in this text, he loses a son. Tragedy.